Exclusive Steve Daines, Democrat Steve Bullock's Court Packing an Existential Threat to America. By Sean Moran on October 17, 2020. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, told Breitbart News Saturday that Montana Governor Steve Bullock's D. embrace of court packing serves an existential threat to the United States of America. Daines spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle as Bullock, who hopes to oust Daines in November, became the first Senate Democrat candidate to embrace packing the Supreme Court with additional justices last week. "We need to figure out the ways to actually get the politics out of the court. That's anything from a judicial standards commission, or we'll look at any other thing that might be suggested, including adding justices," Bullock said during a debate with Daines last week. Daines described the pivotal Montana Senate race as a toss-up. A recent Emerson College poll found that Daines leads Bullock by 9 points or 52-43%. Daines charged that Bullock's embrace of packing the Supreme Court with additional justices would make the nation's highest court subservient to Democrats in Congress. He said that this serves as an existential threat to America. Daines said that Bullock will truly, completely, transform the makeup of our constitutional republic. "If they do that, of course, the Supreme Court will just become an appendage of the legislative branch. It has complete control over the Supreme Court. It is exactly what the Founding Fathers feared when they looked at the separation of powers. This is really an existential threat to our country." The Montana conservative added that the Democrats would take other radical measures to entrench their power in Washington, D.C. "And not only are they going to pack the courts, but they're also going to pack the United States Senate. Because if the liberals get in charge of the United States Senate, they will negate Amy Coney Barrett. Because they will put 2 to 4 more justices on the bench. So never mind that Barrett is going to be put on the bench. They will put 4 liberals on the bench and completely shut the bench down. So, only a liberal view of the world. But then on the United States Senate side, they are going to move forward with D.C. statehood, with Puerto Rican statehood. That's 4 more Democrat senators. They'll have a lock on the Senate, a lock on the Supreme Court. That's why on November 3 we cannot let Steve Bullock become a United States Senator." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.